Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're continuing the teaching, Love Thy Neighbor. We're going to be beginning this morning in Matthew chapter 22, beginning at verses 37 through 39. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So think of what Jesus said. He said, love God and love people. There was no criteria on which people to love and which people not to love. It was to love all. We love God and we love people.
Amen. And I just want to say that you can say you love God, but if you don't show it, then you don't love God. If you say, oh, I love God, and then you are mean to your neighbor, you are not doing what God commands us to do. And one thing in this country right now, we have a lot of divide because there's a lot of different kinds of people, and we get to know everything that goes on because of the internet. And we say, oh, that person's no good because of this, and that person's no good because of that. So that's what we don't want. We want to have love in our life. We want love to rule. And so there's a lot of things that can divide us. It's like race divides a lot, and politics also divides. And culture, people have different cultures and somebody else is not used to their culture and it makes a divide. Another thing that divides people is pride. And finally, a lot of people get offensive. If you're not like me, I'm offended. So all these things are causing a great divide. So God commanded us to love your neighbor. And lately, we're seeing so much going on that's the furthest thing that's happening right now. So we have to go back to what the Bible says. God commands us to love thy neighbor.
Love is the evidence that God is working in us. It's the evidence, not how much we can clap and shout at church, but how we love one another. Jesus even goes on and he says to the disciples to love others as he has loved them. And the Bible tells us by our love, we will be recognized as disciples of Christ through the love, not through our money, not through our different affiliations, but our love. God is love, and it is his love that worketh through us. If we're depending on our own love or we're depending on a good feeling to get us through, it's not going to work. It has to be his love that we are tapping into and allowing his love to worketh through us. It's not our love, it's not our ideas that bring us far. It is operating in his love, his idea, God's idea, and God's ways. The Bible tells us that his thoughts are above our thoughts. His ways are above our ways. And as the rain comes down from the heavens and makes the grass green, so are his system of doing things, his way of thinking, his way of doing. It'll work. And the Bible also tells us in that passage in Isaiah that it doesn't return to heaven, but it continues to operate in the earth. So the love that we have for one another, it identifies us as believers.
Yeah, exactly. Like Pastor Diana said, you can go to church and scream and shout and holler, and that's not going to be love. Love is going to come when you have to love your enemy. Mm-hmm. And that's an extremely hard thing to do. And only through the grace of God can you love someone who you feel has wronged you. And also, a pastor also brought the story of the Good Samaritan. You know, that poor guy that got beat up by the thieves. There were two people that passed him by. And those people should have known better. One was a priest, and the other one was, I forgot what the other one was.
Levite.
Okay, yeah. And they could have helped him. They knew better. But no, they had to wait for this other man who showed compassion. So Jesus gave that parable so that we can see the difference. A lot of times people don't want to do anything because it costs them. But that's not what God tells us to do. God tells us to show compassion and to be the one. And if you see somebody in need, to look at them and go beyond the things that keep us separated.
Love is more than words. Love notices pain, and love responds to suffering. So those are some points to take with us and to continue to meditate on. Love is more than words. Love notices pain, and love responds to suffering. Just like the parable of the Good Samaritan, on the road of reality, the Good Samaritan, he came across somebody who was busted by the situations or the circumstances unexpected of the world that came upon him. And the love that was in the Good Samaritan caused him to notice the pain of the man. And the love caused him to respond to his suffering. And here in our road of reality, each and every day, we come in contact with many people who are wounded. Maybe it's an emotional wound, a financial wound, a spiritual wound, a family wound, disappointment wound. And it's our job as children of God to show love.
Amen. And you may wonder now, who's my neighbor? Well, yeah, you're right. It is the one right next door to you or above you if you live in a building. But who's your neighbor? It's the ones that are in need. It's not the ones that look like us or act like us. It's the ones that are in need. It's the guy on the corner. And I'm going to tell you something else. Love notices pain, and love responds to suffering. And there's so many people wounded today, you know, out there that need this love. So if you see somebody wounded, it's up to us to help them and to see it through love.
Well, I'm so happy to join you guys. I'm a little bit late this morning, but I'm happy to join you guys back because we're dealing with a great subject. Who is my neighbor? And that's a question that we think we have the answer to. How many of us? If you go out randomly and ask 20 people, who is your neighbor? They quickly tell you. Mm-hmm. They won't hesitate to tell you who is their neighbor. But who really is your neighbor? That's the question to be answered. And in the Bible, you have the story that Jesus told in Luke chapter 10. And the question was asked by a lawyer. Go think about that on this Monday morning. The lawyer asked the question because he knows the word, you know, the whole thing here. He knows the word. He knows the word of God. He knows what it say. He studied it. He's a lawyer. They're smart. And when he used the scripture back to Jesus and tell Jesus, Jesus says, you're right. You're right. So go and do it. Go now and do it. And then he says, okay, then let me ask you, if I'm going to go and do it, who is my neighbor? Who should I do it to? Who should I do it to? And then this is where the meat of the whole story comes great. Because after he tells Jesus, what the word says, Jesus said, no, go do it. Then he said, wait a minute here. If I'm going to do it, I need to know, have one other question. Jesus need to answer this question for me. Who is my neighbor? Who should I do it to? And then Jesus didn't answer it. Jesus allowed him to answer it. Think about it. Jesus didn't go and just tell him. Jesus allowed him to answer it by, and you guys talk about this morning already, by telling him of a man who is traveling on a road that we all travel on, the road of reality. This guy was on Jericho Road, going, and he fell among thieves. This is the whole thing here. The guy's going on his journey, all good, like us, going on our journey in life, doing good. And then all of a sudden, we run into something that is terrible. He run into a group of thieves that robbed him, that beat him up. Jesus is just talking to the lawyer and tell him that. And then Jesus tell him, say, look, this guy no left to die. And the lawyer is taking notes, I believe. And he says, there's the priest passed by, and you guys talk about that this morning. I'm just recapping. And the priest passed by, but he passed way over the other side. He didn't come close to him when you read the scripture. And he didn't want to get involved. So he looked, he sees, and he went on his way. Then the Levite come by, another religious person come by, and he saw the guy, and he went to see, he come close to him now, to sum up the case, to see how big a case this is, the problem. But after he comes by, he look at it, he see what it all costs. That's it. Yeah. He don't see what it all costs. He went on his way. Mm-hmm. And then comes another man Jesus called, and he called him the Good Samaritan. He came by. He saw the same thing all three sees. But he stopped. And that's what you guys was talking about, which is so great about love. Love is more than word. Right? Yes. Love notice pain. Yes. Love respond to suffering. That's what this guy did.
We want to invite you to our Vacation Bible School, which is coming up soon and very soon, June 15th to June 18th. It's going to be Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., specifically for children ages 5 through 11. You can visit our website or our Facebook page, Living Word Church Coco, for the registration link. It's free, but your child must be registered. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.